Hello, and welcome to GCSE Business Mastery. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most crucial skills for your OCR GCSE business exam, data interpretation. Now, I know what you're thinking, numbers, graphs, calculations, but here's the thing. This topic is where you can really shine and pick up those high-level marks. Data interpretation isn't just about crunching numbers. It's about using those numbers to make smart business decisions and justify your reasoning. That's exactly what examiners are looking for. In the next 10 minutes, we'll cover the essential formula you need to know, how to read financial data like a pro, common pitfalls that trip students up, and I'll give you some killer exam tips that will help you stand out. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's turn you into a data interpretation expert. Let's start with the big one, understanding the difference between cash and profit. This is absolutely fundamental, and it's where so many candidates lose marks. Listen carefully. Cash is the actual money a business has in the bank. It's liquid, it's available right now. Profit, on the other hand, is an accounting measure. It's revenue minus costs, and it's recorded when a sale is made, not when the money actually arrives. Here's a classic example. If you sell goods worth £1,000 on credit, you've made £1,000 profit immediately, but you have zero cash until the customer pays. A business can be highly profitable on paper, but still run out of cash and fail. Examiners love testing this, so always ask yourself, are we talking about cash or profit? Now, let's talk about the key financial ratios. First up, gross profit margin. The formula is gross profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. This tells you what percentage of your revenue is left after you've paid for the direct cost of making your product. That's your cost of sales. A high gross profit margin means you're pricing well or keeping production costs low. Next, net profit margin. The formula is net profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. This is your bottom line. It shows what percentage of revenue is actual profit after all costs, including expenses like rent, salaries, and marketing. Here's a critical insight for your exams. If a business has rising revenue but a falling net profit margin, that's a red flag. It means costs are growing faster than sales and the business is losing control. Always interpret the trend. Don't just describe it. Break-even analysis is another examiner favorite. The break-even point is where total revenue equals total costs. The business isn't making a profit, but it's not making a loss either. The formula is fixed costs divided by the difference between selling price per unit and variable cost per unit. That denominator, selling price minus variable cost, is called your contribution per unit. When you're answering break-even questions, always show you're working. Even if you make a calculation error, you'll still get method marks if your formula is correct. That's the own figure rule in action. Let me give you a worked example. Imagine a business has fixed costs of £10,000, sells products for £50 each, and has variable costs of £30 per unit. The contribution per unit is 50 minus 30, which is £20. Break-even is 10,000 divided by 20, which equals 500 units. Now, here's the analysis part. If the business is currently selling only 400 units, they're making a loss. If they're selling 600 units, they're in profit. That's the kind of interpretation examiners want to see. Finally, let's talk about reading charts and graphs. Always check the axis labels and units. Is it in thousands, millions, or just pounds? A common mistake is misreading the scale and being out by a factor of 1,000. When you're interpreting a trend, use the what, why, impact framework. State what the data shows. For example, revenue increased from £50,000 in January to £75,000 in March. Then explain why it might have happened. This could be due to a successful marketing campaign or seasonal demand. Finally, discuss the impact. This increase in revenue could improve cash flow and allow the business to invest in expansion. That three-step chain turns a basic description into high-level analysis. Right, let's talk about how to maximize your marks in the exam. First, always state your formula before you substitute numbers. Write it out clearly. Gross profit margin equals gross profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. Then substitute. 60,000 divided by 100,000 multiplied by 100 equals 60%. This approach secures method marks even if you make an arithmetic error. Second, quote the data. Don't just say sales went up. Say sales increased from £20,000 in quarter one to £35,000 in quarter two, a rise of 75%. Specific figures show you're engaging with the source material, and that's what AO2 application is all about. Third, avoid the cash profit confusion. If the question mentions a cash flow forecast, you're dealing with cash, not profit. If it's a profit and loss statement, you're dealing with profit. They are not interchangeable. Fourth, don't just describe trends, analyze them. Saying profit increased gets you low-level marks. Saying profit increased by 15%, which suggests effective cost control and strong demand, positioning the business well for future growth, that's top-level analysis. And here's a big one. In recommend or justify questions, use your calculated data to make a decision. If option A has a break-even point of 300 units and option B has a break-even of 500 units and the business expects to sell 400 units, recommend option A because it's less risky. They'll reach break-even sooner. Okay, let's test your recall. I'll give you 5 seconds after each question. 1. What's the formula for gross profit margin? It's gross profit divided by revenue times 100. 2. What's the difference between cash and profit? Cash is money in the bank. Profit is revenue minus costs recorded when earned. 3. What does a falling net profit margin despite rising revenue indicate? Lack of cost control. Costs are rising faster than sales. 4. What's the formula for break even? Fixed cost divided by contribution per unit. 5. What's the what, why impact framework? State what the data shows, explain why it happened, and discuss the impact on business objectives. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, go back and review those sections. All right, let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the essential skills for data interpretation. Understanding cash versus profit, calculating and interpreting gross and net profit margins, mastering break-even analysis, and reading charts with precision. We've also explored the what-why impact framework for turning description into analysis, and I've given you practical exam strategies like stating your formula, quoting specific data, and using calculations to justify recommendations. Remember, data interpretation is where you can really demonstrate your business acumen. Examiners aren't just looking for correct calculations. They want to see you using data to make informed, strategic decisions. Practice with past papers, focus on showing you're working, and always, always interpret the implications of the numbers. Thank you so much for listening to GCSE Business Mastery. Keep practicing, stay confident, and you'll absolutely ace this topic. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.